Huzzah! And welcome to Knights of the Hardcover, Side Quest Edition, where generally we cover all things in fantasy news, but this week we're going to kind of just do whatever we feel like on this podcast. So as always, I am Brandon Castle, your Jarl of the West Coast. Joining me on this random-ass conversation about things is Chris Lauer.
Big Bang! Go New York! Go New York!
Sorry, everyone. That was really unnecessary. I don't know where that came from. And also joining us today with maybe a little bit more normal of an intro is Zach.
Hey, Isaac. I skipped Connor's wedding to be here. So let's make it a good one.
Oh, starting off with a secession call out. Big fan. Well, like I said, today we are going to cover a little bit of what's happening in fantasy news, but mostly we're going to be focusing a lot of the time on a couple Mount Rushmores, I guess is what they're called, kind of drafts of our favorite Star Wars character, our favorite Star Wars properties, our favorite fantasy locations. So we'll start off with some general conversation about Mandalorian and the show Succession first, and then we'll hit that. But I think there is a mounting problem that needs to be addressed. We talked about it before the call. We are in a massive reading slump as a podcast, as a whole.
That's terrible.
And it is really, I mean, we probably did 10 books in the first month, 2 months of the year, and we have done one since then.
We were recording wise, I know they've been coming out to like every 2 weeks or whatever. So, you know, so all our listeners know, like, we've been pretty consistent, right? No, we mostly just like marathon that. And have been living on the backups for like 3-4 months now.
Yeah. So. And we, Brandon Sanderson book even came out and we're still in that slump.
Yeah.
Zach, are you feeling the slump too? Or is that just Chris and I?
Oh yeah. 100% feeling the slump. I'm trying to read like an Agatha Christie book right now. It's like 200 pages and it's taking me like 2 months and I'm not even halfway done. So
Not even
Agatha can get me out of it.
Oh man,
there is no hope. Brandon Sanderson can't save us and neither can Agatha Christie. Where do we go
next?
Yeah, Fonda Lee just had her new book released last week too. I got it and it's
I want to read it.
I'm really excited to read it theoretically. Yeah.
What is that? Is that the novella like compilation or what's that one?
No.
It's a novel. No. It's called Untethered Sky.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, that's Untethered Sky.
Untethered Sky. You've seen it, I'm sure, on Twitter. It's like an eagle. No, not an eagle. It's like a lady with a hawk, or maybe it is an eagle. I'm not sure.
It looks like a hawk based on the formation of the feathers. Looks like
that's
a hawk,
cool.
Chris.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Is it like another like adult fantasy? Is it?
I think this is her. It's more of a sci-fi book, I believe she said.
Okay.
I think. I can't remember. She talked about it when I saw her at that Barnes & Noble thing, but I can't remember exactly what she said.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Definitely check it out.
Once again, theoretically, I'm excited to read it. But for me, once we're back, we'll be back. But it's taking us some time. So there, if a pause in episodes comes out, you'll know why. Blaming it on the weather here. I haven't seen the sun in like 6 months. So that's what I'm blaming. But
oh, man.
Also blaming Marvel Snap, the app game. Every time I start reading, I'm like, I can just play this card game on my phone instead.
You've been playing Marvel Snap? I feel like I've been getting bombarded with ads about this game, Marvel Snap.
I like to have like something to do on my phone that's not social media, so I can like not be on Twitter all day. And this is a good. It's like this is Yu-Gi-Oh with Marvel characters, basically. So it's nice. Pretty fun. Yeah,
maybe I should try it. I've been doing nonograms or pictograms.
What is that?
I've just recently discovered. Wow, how can I describe this? It's like a numbers logic puzzle.
Okay.
But I've been sinking a lot of my time and energy into that game recently.
Similar to like a Sudoku?
You could put it in that category. Yes. Similar.
Yeah. It's like imagine like graphing paper, but on the columns and rows, it tells you how many need to be shaded in each area. So you just need to figure out, all right, out of these 12 cubes, there's four that needs to be shaded, but like which four need to be shaded. And you have to use the clues from the other rows or columns to figure out what needs to be shaded in that one. If that makes any sort of sense.
I think it makes sense. Yep. All right. Well, I guess that's the end of Knights of the Hardcover, and we're going to bring in a new podcast, Apps of the Heart, Knights of the Phone Apps. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Naps. Yep. Naps of the
Hardcover. Naps for short.
Naps of the Hardcover.
Yeah. Naps. But we'll get back into it. We're gonna push through. We'll bring it back. Especially with the new like Red Rising books and stuff coming out, we gotta zero in on those. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh boy, can't wait for that. But anyways, we're gonna start our conversations off this week with a discussion about Succession, the HBO show so far, and then we'll talk a little Mandalorian before we hit our Mount Rushmores. So, Succession, once again, probably my favorite show on TV currently running. Just some of the best humor out there. Is that dark,
it's great,
shitty humor. It reminds me of my relationship with my brothers growing up a lot. So, except we weren't billionaires at all. We were very, very like lower middle class, but it is what it is. What are you guys' thoughts so far? We're what, 5 episodes in now, I think? 4 episodes in?
I think it's four. It's been really good, you know. Spoiler alert, I guess. Are we spoiling?
Yeah, we're gonna spoil everything.
Yeah, okay. No, so just so you know, up to episode 4. Yeah, that's true. But Logan's death, I thought, was done amazingly. I really liked Logan's death. How they didn't show it and it was just about everybody else. I thought it was perfect and very well done. Great episode of TV. One of the best episodes of TV. One of the best shows out there right now. Doesn't get better than Succession when it comes to TV. That's top tier. Top tier stuff.
What do you think it is about HBO shows? Because I feel like a lot of our, you know, favorite shows we talk about on this are all HBO shows, or largely are HBO shows. What do you think they're doing that like other streaming services are just not able to kind of like hone in on? Because probably 8 of the last 10 of my favorite shows have come out of HBO shows. So what do you think that they're doing?
Ooh, I think they're like, I guess, hiring the best people, paying for their talents. Also, too, it's like Warner Brothers owns them, and Warner Brothers has like a 100+ years of props and set designs and contacts with makeup artists and deals with different locations. So I think it's easier for them to make things look better, spend their money, you know, on writers and stuff. But I think that's what it boils down to. And they have like such a good brand recognition that top talent wants to work from them.
Definitely. I think your comment about them having all of the sets and everything, like they're just able to stretch a budget further than it seems like a lot of other shows are able to do, and like make it seem like it wasn't a low budget or mid budget show. Everything just seems so well produced on HBO. So
it's a good question. I don't really have an answer. I don't know how they do it.
It's a hard question.
That's secret sauce, baby. That's what everybody wants to know. They all want to know, how does HBO do it? But
I mean, if I was
HBO, you know,
if I was, it's more than just television. if I was anyone that worked at Netflix, I'd be paying top dollar to get just someone from HBO to come over, because Netflix is putting out a bunch of poop lately.
Netflix just has a completely different strategy than HBO. Netflix isn't trying to make like prestige shows that the critics are going to love and that people are going to watch week to week. They're trying to make really cheap television that keeps people on their platform. So they're making reality shows and they're marketing the shit out of them, and they put them all over the place because they're extremely cheap and people love them. And so that's where Netflix is going, because that's their priority. That's what they're invested in.
Yeah. It's just, I agree. I feel like they're trying to corner out the market, or try to get a corner of the market, since they lost all of their market share basically the last 5 years. And it seems like there's a demo that they're really trying to like zone in on that's not being hit by other places. And so they're just putting out like 12 different versions of The Circle every year. So it is what it is. Not exactly for me. But you know, if I had to pay for it, I wouldn't. But I don't.
You should be like Marsha, like kicking Carrie out of the mansion, but for your Netflix. Just be like, no. And it'll like spill all of its good like shows out on you and be like, oh no, but do you remember Orange is the New Black? And you're like, I don't care. Get out.
Let's be honest, they hurt me too badly with Sense8 and canceling that I don't know if I'll ever recover from
Sense8. What a deep cut. That was back when Netflix shows were a rarity. That was like one of the three new shows they did that year, you know.
Now they're doing it was awesome. 80. Yeah. In my opinion, it was the best show that Netflix has put out. Netflix original. Well,
you might say that was one of their data points saying that like we're not trying to play HBO's game. Like we tried to make a prestige show that critics loved, but not anybody watched or whatever, and it didn't work, and it didn't keep subscribers, and they pivoted. You know,
that's the thing is that show in particular had huge ratings. But they weren't enough to justify the budget because the budget for that show was
they were everywhere.
Outrageous. They were in 12 different countries or something like that. So
yeah,
it was tough.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was a nice little side quest to our side quest. Back to Succession here. Zach, what are your thoughts so far? Episode 4 obviously was a big reveal of Logan's death. What are your thoughts? Are you excited to see how it finishes out?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think one of my biggest complaints, like about Succession in general, like the previous season, is it seemed like every episode, everything would just like change and motivations would flip, and I couldn't get very invested because everything would just change two episodes in, and I wasn't quite sure what we needed to care about, and so we get this big death reveal, and I think now we'll finally see whose people true like motivations are, since we only have like 6 episodes left, and I think that's like the great thing about this latest episode here, where they find that sheet of paper and we don't know if the name is crossed out or underlined.
Oh, brilliant.
But that doesn't matter because what's his name? The eldest Roy kid?
Kendall or Connor.
Kendall.
Kendall.
Sorry, Kendall. Yeah.
Oh, like, we're just forgetting Connor. About Connor. Excuse me.
You mean Connor or Kendall?
Kendall.
Show some respect. Show
wow,
1%.
Wow.
The respect to the 1%.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But that doesn't like matter to him. Like he doesn't care if it's underlined or not because like he wants the company.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. That it was, and it did look like it could be either one, but it was definitely crossed out too.
I thought I was pretty in the underline camp on that one. I was like, as a person that can't draw a straight line very well, it's like, that's how I underline things. It's always like half crossed out, half underlined. So,
but Brayden, here's the thing. Why it's a typed out print document. Why would you need to underline that if it's already typed out?
My assumption was that he went and was like printed or like did something else, made the decision not to have Kendall, and then he's like, well, now I changed my mind again. So he went and underlined it as a reminder to himself that like that is sticking with my first thought, sticking with my instincts here.
No.
Yeah. You know how close Kendall and Logan were at the end there.
Oh man, you guys feel bad for Shiv?
Not a bit. Yeah, she's been the worst character of all of them. In her emotional manipulation of every single character is like, that would hurt me worse than Roman being like, fuck you, and then peeing in my office or whatever. Like that's all like, you know, whatever. But yeah, her emotional destruction of some of these characters is it's tough.
Yeah.
Look what she's done to my boy Tom, man. Tom's a shell of a human now because of her. Wow.
He's a shell of a human
because Logan died and he realized that he's fucked. Carl put it best.
Do you guys think that Tom and Shiv are going to team back up for these last few episodes or this last half of the season?
Tom definitely will try.
They're both desperate now, and she has his baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably will.
Well, did you see the thing that every day is one episode?
For the end? The last, like, 5 episodes?
This whole season.
Wow.
Every episode's been one day.
So this whole season is 10 days long.
It's just, so like the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day.
Yeah. And they even like made like a name drop, like in the first episode of like 10 days from now is the election. So it seems like finale might be like election night.
Kendall is going to kill himself.
Yes. That is correct. I think that's almost inevitable at this point. But he finally found like his position that he belongs in. You know, like he's been all like
he's gonna go,
and then he's back. You think he's gonna lose it?
Dark. It's gonna get dark. He's gonna be a fucking piece of shit.
He's gonna go scorched earth on everything.
He's gonna screw over Shiv. He's gonna ice out Roman. He's gonna fucking fire Frank. You know, like he's gonna go. He's gonna do it all.
He's gonna turn to his dad.
Killer.
Yeah.
He's gonna be worse.
Person
he's only gonna be a killer.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have his dad's charisma.
I think next episode we're gonna get him trying to strong arm Mattson on that deal, and I am very excited to see how that just blows up in his face.
Yeah.
We're gonna get that in the next couple.
Love Mattson. Love Mattson.
Mattson's a great character. I'm a huge fan of the structure of the season though, because I guess I was just in my head assuming that Logan was gonna die like second to last episode. The last episode would be kind of like the final like succession of who's gonna get the spot. I love that they did it early in the season. I love that we get to see kind of the fallout from his death and get like every detail of everything that's happening. I mean, we got an entire episode that was about a piece of paper, like we were talking about. Like what other show could ever pull that off besides like, you know, Breaking Bad or something like that. We did that a lot, but
with the fly,
that's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah, but yeah, I'm a huge fan. Who do you guys think the end of this season is going to be head of Waystar Roke? Oh my gosh, did I just say that wrong? Waystar Royco. Yeah, who do you think is going to be CEO end of the season?
No one
that we've seen so far.
I feel like none of the kids are winning, but I think if someone has to be it, I think it'll be Jerry. But realistically, I think that the company will get like broken up. I think it'll be one of those things where this deal fails, it gets a lot of spotlight. There'll be like a presidential thing that if the progressive guy wins, he vows like break up this company himself. And then Connor gets the sympathy, like 2% of the vote because of his dad dying, sympathy vote.
2%? Holy shit. Doubled his numbers? Something.
Yeah. But like enough to like steal the, like swing the election one way or another. And the progressives win it and break up the company. I feel like it all goes down in flames. I think it's about how Logan never loved his kids and they're going to ruin his legacy in 10 days. That's what I think.
I love it.
I think that's a good prediction. Yeah.
6 days.
6 days. Yeah.
7 days. 7 days.
Chris, do you have a prediction?
I think Zach's right on. I was going to say the same thing. I don't think Waystar Royco is going to exist at the end of the series. I think it will get bought out by somebody and turned into parts. You know?
Is Stewie Kendall's friend? Is that his name? Stewie? Okay. I think he is going to be a major role in the destruction of the company, and he is going to own whatever is left of it at the end. Yeah. That's kind of my prediction. Yeah.
I can see that.
Him in this last episode, like vouching for Kendall seemed extraordinarily out of character for him as a favor. Like he's getting nothing out of it. So I think he and the, Stacy's, is that what it is? No. Who's the guy? Sandy. Him and the Sandys are gonna just have a plan to burn that thing to the ground and take over what's left. Well, cool. That's the session. We'll probably keep talking about that as it comes to an end. Moving on to our next favorite show, right, Zach? Also currently running Mandalorian. I'll start things off on this one. It's been an up and down season. Chris, I know Zach's not caught up, but Chris, do you have any thoughts, overall thoughts of the season to this point? We got one episode left. We got the penultimate season or episode last week. What are your thoughts?
You know, my thoughts are that I think it's fine. You know, I think it's the exact same show it's always been. I really don't. I don't dislike it. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people now saying like, yeah, this season sucks. And I'm like, you know, like what show were you watching in season 1 and 2? Because I feel like I'm watching the same show, and I've always felt pretty even keel about it. Like it's fine. It's fun. Grogu's fucking adorable. I love that, you know, but I don't know. I'm kind of interested in the Mandalorian stuff. I'm very interested in like the fact that they brought up Thrawn, and I think Moff Gideon is like he's a little over the top, but you know, effective enough, I guess. I think it's fine. You know, I enjoy being a part of like big cultural like movements or whatever, and being able to like talk to people about it and relate to people about opinions or disagree with them. And I think this is an effective vehicle for that kind of conversation.
Yeah, I hear you on the Star Wars. There's something about Star Wars that just brings out like this really exaggerated reactions to everything. And then after like a year, people kind of even out about it. I will say, I think it was the sixth episode was by far the worst episode of of Mandalorian. I know I'm hyperbolic about a lot of stuff on this podcast, but that was just a bad episode of television. Everything else, so I'm just going to exclude that from my reaction because I don't have enough time on this podcast to get into my thoughts on that one, but sorry for all you Lizzo fans out there. But I think the other six episodes have been good. I think they've been fine. I think this last episode, this penultimate episode has been really good. Was really good. I think they're back on track with the story. It's kind of the same formula they always do of like four kind of one-off episodes, and then they get back into the story and they'll have one more one-off and then finish it off. What's his name? Giancarlo?
Yeah, Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, I mean, what an absolute pleasure to have him back. He's absolutely over the top, but like in the best fucking way possible.
He's really going for it.
He's got like, this.
I get a chance to be a fucking bad guy in Star Wars, and I'm gonna be a fucking bad guy in Star Wars. You know, I'm not gonna mess around here.
Yeah, he's like really theatrical about it too. Where he's just like really like seems like he's like performing Shakespeare while everyone else is out there trying to like perform in Star Wars. I love it. It's a great contrast. Yeah. I feel like that's how like leaders of the Empire actually would act. I mean, just like the leaders of the Republican Party. Am I right? Anyways, I like where this is heading. And then Thrawn, I'm really hoping we get like an end cameo of Thrawn in this last episode. Just give us a little taste of what Mars Mikkelsen's going to look like. Or sorry, Lars Mikkelsen's going to look like.
I don't know. I could see it. I think they probably want to save that for Ahsoka though.
Or, I assume. Because
they already showed us the back of his head, right? In that trailer. So you'd have to go full frontal to like really one up the trailer here. And I feel like they want to save. Yeah, I feel like they want to save the full frontal for Ahsoka or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? I
think it's going to get a little sexy.
I think they're saving it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see Thrawn until probably the end of season one of Ahsoka, but I can see like this season ending with like red eyes glaring on a throne or something. So, you know, like something to give us a little tease at it.
That'd be chill. Yeah.
I'd like that. Needless to say, I am so fucking excited for Ahsoka. I'm optimistic, hesitantly. I'm optimistic on every Star Wars property. It's bit me in the ass a few times, but I'm really hoping that I think there's a possibility in this last Mandalorian episode we might see Din die. So I'm like really curious to see like what's gonna happen here.
That would be an interesting choice by the people.
Something big is gonna happen.
There's no way that's happening. Disney wouldn't allow them to be apart for one episode. They had to bring him back like immediately. There's no way they're killing off their main character.
Din's been a minor character this entire season. He's been a background character for a majority of what's happened the last five episodes. So it seems like they're kind of pushing him out for Bo-Katan.
Well, can't they just be setting Bo up for her own show, you know?
Oh, dear God. Enough with the spinoff shows, people.
I'm not suggesting it. I'm just saying, you know.
No, I know. I think you're right.
That as well. Yeah.
I think you could be right. They could be setting up for that. That's exactly what they did with Boba Fett. So they, you know.
And Ahsoka.
And Ahsoka. Yeah, you're right.
Well, isn't this season, like, what I heard was there was a spinoff in development, but it got canceled. But they kept a lot of those same story arcs and shoved it into season three. So that's why there's a lot of focus on that kind of stuff.
That's hilarious.
Someone on the Ringerverse said that.
Jesus. Zach, you should love that. That's so pragmatic, and you're a pragmatist. They are just pragmatists over there at Disney. You should support that.
Whatever. last thing I got, I don't even want to address any of that. That sounds, a Bo-Katan show itself would not be good. But last thing I'll say about this in the last episode, Grogu in the mech suit was the cutest, funniest scene I've seen in a while. Of Mandalorian. Was cute.
Grogu does it again, steals our hearts. I'd watch a show just Grogu, you know, it's pretty great. Well, how about this though, before we move on to our Mount Rushmores?
Yeah.
BJ, what do you think, or Brent?
Whatever. Call me whatever you want. No one's listening. The eight people.
Yeah, you can just cut that out. Brandon, what do you think about the theory that the armorer is Darth Maul's apprentice? Have you heard this?
Yeah, I mean, so Darth Maul definitely has some involvement in this, because when Moff Gideon put on his helmet and he had the spikes on, and then, you know, obviously the armorer has the spikes on her helmet too. That was a callback to the Clone Wars when Darth Maul was leading the Death Watch. They all got spiked helmets to like be in support of Maul, who owned the Darksaber and was their leader at the time. And so Darth Maul is still alive in this universe. He's not dead yet.
When does he die then?
Soon after this. So spoilers for Clone Wars.
He dies when Obi-Wan.
Or for Rebels. I know.
I've seen him.
Seen his death scene a million times online. So I know how he dies, but like, it's old Obi-Wan that does it. So like, how old is this? Like right before Episode 4?
Oh, you know, right. I guess Maul is dead. So this might be just an homage to Maul then. You're right. Maul is already dead. So this
I don't know.
This might just be an homage, because this is after.
Yeah, this is after the original trilogy. Isn't
yeah. It? So it's definitely after. Okay. So Maul's definitely dead. I don't know.
I mean, definitely. He came back after his death in the prequel series.
Well, okay. He came back. That's everyone true. Everyone knew him coming back was ridiculous. He came back because they killed off the best thing of the prequel trilogy immediately, basically. And so they needed a reason to bring him back that did. And it led to an awesome series of Night Sisters on Dathomir, which was fucking sweet. So I have no complaints about that. If they bring him back again, I think there's going to be some upset people on that one, because he was literally cut in half from the brain to his balls. So he is literally cut in half twice now. He's cornered officially. Twins.
Yeah. Hard to come back from that.
But to answer your question, Chris, I think it's very likely. I think it's...
If you cut somebody directly down the middle of their face, you are cutting their brain in half. We could have two Mauls come back. Each with half a brain and half and literally 3/4 of a robot body, and just, you know, like a left and a right torso on each.
All right. I guess it's not out of the realm. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Not the most ridiculous thing Star Wars has done in the last like 2 weeks.
I would guarantee it's been brought up at some point in the writer's room. They're like, what if Maul came back?
Should we?
But yes, to answer your original question, Chris, I think it's more likely than not at this point that she's, you know, one of the spies that they're referencing. I wouldn't be surprised if she's not. I wouldn't be surprised if she is. But there's been a lot of foreshadowing the last couple episodes of her just doing sketchy shit. And
yeah.
I wouldn't really like it, to be honest. I wouldn't really like that reveal, because if you're going to have 3 seasons building up to a massive reveal, why like make it very obvious the couple episodes right before it's about to happen, that's about to happen? Like, just let it be a surprise. And it's possible they're doing that because they're like, it's Disney. So they're like, oh, maybe some of these kids out there aren't catching up on the foreshadow, so we got to let them know exactly.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have thought of it had I not seen it online. You know, any casual... And like, my dad's not gonna if that happens, it's like, oh, I'm Darth Maul's apprentice. I guarantee you, my dad is gonna be fucking flabbergasted and floored. He's gonna be like, I remember that guy. You know, like that's all it's gonna be. You know, he's gonna love it. You know, I think plenty of people would.
True. Yeah. I guess the casual fans would be surprised. I mean, my brother and I have been talking about this since the first time they showed the armor in like Episode 3. We've been like, when is Maul going to come back or be a presence in this? But I get it. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they're just really signaling it out there for everyone to be like, look, she might be bad, and then do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't particularly love it. I would love it and I would hate it at the same time. Cause I hate when they like, I don't know. There's a word for it, but I hate when they really like show the reveal right before it's about to happen. Like Brandon Sanderson kind of always does. I like it when he does it, but you know, I'm not a huge fan when TV shows and stuff do it.
Well, you gotta do it right.
You gotta do it right. Exactly. All right. That's enough Mandalorian talk. I can see Zach falling asleep as we're speaking. So we're going to move on here to some Mount Rushmores. Our first Mount Rushmore here is going to be Star Wars properties. This can be any video games, any TV shows, any movies. It cannot be books because I wouldn't be able to decide. So we took out books from this, but we're going to leave in everything else. Zach, you want to start us off with Zach, Chris, me?
Sure. Snake?
Snake draft. Yes, sir.
All right.
First I'm keeping pick. Track, by the way.
Oh, you are? Okay, cool.
Cool. Has to be Andor. Number one pick.
Really?
Andor.
Yeah.
Fuck.
One of the best things that they've done.
That was my number
that
one
was gonna pick. Be, that was going to be my number one pick because I knew you guys would pick a number one if I didn't.
Yeah. Man,
off the table. All right.
Off the board. Go ahead. Speak its praises, Zach. Why did you pick Andor first?
I mean, we talked about it a lot before, but I like how unconnected it is to all the stories. I like that it took the lore seriously. The writing was great. You could really tell the sacrifices that people made, just knowing what's going to happen in Rogue One, and then the original trilogy makes it even better. I don't know. What's not there to like? Ready for season two?
Edward was great. It's a great pick. It's crazy. Crazy that, you know, for think of how long Star Wars has been around, and not only been around but been so popular, but all three of us were like, that's number one,
especially pick. it's a spin-off from like a secondary character in a prequel movie.
Yeah, it's like a spin-off.
And it was like the lowest viewed Star Wars property by like a lot. It had very bad viewership ratings,
so. yeah nobody cares about Andor, Cassian.
It's really too bad because they're just going to keep making not stuff like that, which is stinks. Yeah. But all right, that was a good first pick. I'm kind of sad it's off the board already.
I got a great one. No Star Wars property has brought me more joy than this Star Wars property.
Know what it is?
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? The hours I've spent consuming the content related to the Star Wars property with friends, without friends, and just generally enjoying it. Star Wars Battlefront 2, back in the day.
Fuck.
Not the remake. Yeah. Not the remake. The old
PS2
one.
Version? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
God
that
damn.
Game was the best fucking game ever, man. That was so fun to play with your friends on a fucking sleepover or night drinking, doing whatever, man. Star Wars Battlefront 2 was the fucking best. It's a great split screen multiplayer first person shooter Star Wars game. It was awesome,
and it was just so fun because you could play as like droids and stuff like that, which you never knew you wanted to do until you played the game and you're like, oh fuck, that's so fun. I'm like, what a weird thing. I didn't know I wanted to do.
Yeah, you could be Yoda, you could jump around, you could do shit, and there was bugs, you know? You could, like, get inside of some of the buildings and shoot people from inside of the buildings. It's like, how'd you do that? Who cares? And you're killing them. And then you show them, and they're in on the fun, and then you bring another friend into it, and you do it to them. It was just... It was a great video game.
Yeah,
great
good pick. Time. That was my number two pick. I was debating between Andor and that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my first two picks, because I knew you guys were going to take those. Or I figured you guys would take those. But yeah, I mean, Battlefront 2, 12-pack of Code Red Mountain Dew for a sleepover. Man, that was a hell of a
Oh, man, there. That was the shit back in the day.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know what else you guys are going to choose. I don't really know. I'm just going to keep it simple here. Stick with the original trilogy. And just take Empire Strikes Back, because I'm going to be mad if anyone else takes that. It's the best Star Wars movie.
I know.
I mean, I don't really know if I need to say much about this. It's the best Star Wars movie. It's we get the full fruition of like Luke's training. He's, you know, fully fleshed out. We get just a lot of really great things in this movie. They introduce the planet of Hoth, which is a lot of fun. The snow speeder battle is just top notch with the AT-ATs. All of that is just the best. And then it culminates with the I am your father at the end, and then leads into like their first showdown between Darth Vader and Luke. I mean, not much more you could ask for in a movie. It's as close to perfect, in my opinion, as you can get. So that's my first choice.
Nice.
Good one.
Very good.
Yeah.
Great pick. It's a great movie. Yeah.
Shit. I don't know what's or I just
what's
have
your
no
next
idea.
One?
I have no idea what you guys are gonna pick, so I'm trying to anticipate your picks with my picks here.
Just don't take Just Dance Star Wars. Save that one for me.
I didn't know that existed, so my second pick here, I'm gonna go. So Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie, but my favorite Star Wars movie is Rogue One. I absolutely love that movie.
That was my pick.
Oh, was it? Yeah, it's so fun. You know, you don't get Jedis till the very end with the Darth Vader scene, which is an awesome scene. But every single character is just lovable. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but the blind, force sensitive monk is just incredibly entertaining, very funny. K2SO is my favorite droid. It just got a lot of my like favorites, and then Jyn Erso and her story is incredible. So and if you would have told me that about 5 years ago, I would have thought you were crazy, because you know, who would have thought a spinoff could be that good? But it was that good. So that's my number two pick.
Nice.
Good one.
Okay, so I think I'm next then.
Yes,
that right? Yeah,
back to you.
Okay. Now it's tough. I'm trying to be strategic here. Zach, you can't have Rogue One and/or. That's just
Brandon already took Rogue One.
Too much. I know. I'm just chiding you for wanting it. even though I would have done the same thing. I think I gotta. I don't know what I. I'm gonna go Episode 3.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go Star Wars Episode 3.
Nice.
That's Revenge, right?
Revenge of the Sith.
Now that's probably my favorite Star Wars movie.
It's number 3 for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I know the original trilogy is better or whatever. That's what everybody says. But for me, that movie, when it came out, was it like 2005 or I don't remember when it was, but it was huge. I loved it. It delivered for me back then when I was in, you know, fifth, sixth grade. I thought it was magical. So, yeah. Episode 3.
And the lightsaber battles in that movie, people always chide them for being ridiculous. But man, as a kid watching those, holy cow, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I would not want to be associated with somebody that thinks those are over the top.
Oh, it's just online.
Those are under the top. Every Star Wars should have lightsaber battles like that, in my 12-year-old opinion.
Nice, good pick. I'm glad someone got that. That's a good one. I wasn't going to pick another movie, so I'm glad someone else did.
Yeah.
All right, Zach.
All right, Zach.
Ooh, what to do? It's like there's some that I want to draft ahead, but I feel like I might be able to make it back around.
Mm.
I guess I'll play it safe. I'll do Return of the Jedi.
I'll do that one. Which one's that?
That's the sixth one.
Yeah, sixth one. Last of the originals.
Yeah. Great end cap of the original trilogy.
Yeah, definitely. The ending to one of the biggest blockbusters of its time.
Oh, yeah.
It stayed that way for 20 years until we brought it back. Like Palpy. Yes. Somehow Star Wars Returns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man. That's a good pick.
What's your next one, Zach?
So far this is surprisingly good. I thought Zach was gonna purposely pick some fucked up ones just to make me mad, but I'm happy so far.
Oh wait.
Well, I'm curious what he's gonna pick next.
Oh, I forgot. I thought we had another round, but I'm done after this. This is my last one.
Well, you have one, and then I go, and then Brandon does two, and then I go, and then you do one more.
No, because yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I get the very last one. Okay, for some reason okay, so I have Andor and have Return of the Jedi. Okay.
Yeah.
I will do Lego Star Wars.
Ooh, nice. I didn't even think about that. That's a good one.
I was thinking you might take that one.
That's yeah, I didn't really know if I could save that for the end or not, but I decided not to.
Yeah, great game. It was definitely on my list. It's not what I'm going to pick next, but I might have. I might have picked it next.
Yeah, great game.
I think I got lucky here that that my pick is still on the board. And I was banking, Zach, on you not taking this because famously, Zach does not like animated shows. So I'm going to take Clone Wars for my next pick.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I didn't even have that written down on my list.
That was my next Star pick. Wars things.
Oh. Well, when I realized that I had a pick and then it was going to go Zach twice and back to me, I was like, I'm not going to pick Clone Wars second. So I took three because I was like, no way Zach takes fucking Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, I got to rethink everything now. Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got plenty of time. I guess you got plenty of time to rethink it. You just got the last two picks here.
Yeah.
So whatever you want.
Brandon, are you talking the like Seven Seasons Clone Wars or like the original Clone Wars?
I am not talking the 2D version. I'm talking the 3D version.
Genndy Tartakovsky one?
Yeah, I think we're talking about the same thing. I think we're on the same page, yes.
All right.
I'm talking about the one that went on for a long time and has been brought back a couple times, you know, that one, that Clone Wars.
Why is that your pick? Why is that your third pick?
Well, Clone Wars is great. You know, I think it really gives a lot of color to the third movie. Which, you know, I didn't think needed it at the time when I was a kid. But then kind of growing up and watching Clone Wars, I was like, oh, I guess there was kind of like a little hole. Maybe something did need to be explained here. And I thought they did a pretty good job doing it. And it's a fun show. Yeah,
I don't think as a kid I fully like understood that there was like an actual war going on. Like, because they really don't show us a ton in the Clone Wars movie. They don't show us a ton of like, they show us like one battle at the end when they go fight Dooku. So I kind of just like didn't really put it together. And so Clone Wars really filled in a lot of blanks of like the second movie for me. I don't think the third movie needed as much support, but the second movie definitely needed a few holes filled in there for Anakin. Yeah. So, and it brought about Ahsoka. So, and Dooku was awesome. Just everything about Clone Wars was great.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit.
Final two. We can pick.
You have a good board, though, Brandon.
Yeah, you have five in Rogue One. I mean, there's still plenty of good stuff. I still have something on my board. If you take my last one, I'm going to have to figure something out. But
I don't think I'm going to take either anything that you would pick. All right, so I think my last two are both going to be video games.
Uh-oh.
I think my third pick is going to be Star Wars Pod Racer for N64.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a deep cut.
Spent a lot of time playing Pod Racer, and I thought...
That game rocks.
And I got it for Switch recently, too, and started playing it again. It's so fun. And Pod Racing, I think, is one of my favorite things that came out of that first movie, besides Maul and the Naboo Starfighter. It was just a cool concept. It's fun to see like sports in Star Wars and what that would look like. And yeah, that game was just exhilarating and really, really hard when you're a kid. So,
can I guess your next one? I guess your last one.
What's my last one?
Knights of the Old Republic.
How'd you know? This is my first pick, but I knew it was going to be on the board, so I saved it for last.
Nice.
This is by far the best Star Wars property, and I don't think anything even comes remotely close to this. Knights of the Old Republic and Knights of the Old Republic 2 are my favorite video game of all time. I've played through the first one probably 25 times. And every single time I'm like, all right, this time I'm going to be a light side Jedi. And I always just go dark side because it's just It's just so much more fun to play on the dark side. So I've never actually played it all the way through as a light side character.
Oh, wow.
Gray Jedi or dark
You'll
Jedi.
You'll have to do that. You'll have to do that. You'll have to do that sometime.
At some just point.
Do it.
They're supposed to put out a remastered one, but it's just they're like the force abilities for the Jedi are so boring. It's like meditate, think about things clearly. And it's just like, I don't care about that. The other one can shoot lightning out of his hands. That's what I want to do. Like,
yeah.
And I've always been like I like the villains better in general. So yeah, Knights of the Old Republic will always have my heart. Still waiting for that remastered version to come out so I can buy it immediately.
Nice, nice.
Good picks, good picks. You got a good crew here.
Can my pick just be the cutscenes from that? The YouTube versions of the cutscenes.
Cutscenes hit.
Cutscenes are sick.
The story of Bastille is incredible. It's a very cool story.
Well, for my last pick, I'm also going to pick a video game. A little ditty called Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Nice.
I don't know. Did you guys ever play that one?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
This is a game that I have probably beat 10 times. I used to play this on my PSP all the time. I'd beat it and I'd go right back in. Just a fun game. And I love, now I'm forgetting his name.
Starkiller?
Starkiller, yeah. Darth Vader's apprentice. This guy's a badass.
Oh, yeah.
It is a super fun game. So, yeah, Force Unleashed, that's my pick.
That I had a tough time choosing between Pod Racer and that one, so I'm glad you picked that.
I'm glad you didn't pick it. I was worried. When you said the last two were video games, I was like, fuck. Force Unleashed.
There's some damn good Star Wars video games.
Yeah.
Zach, have you ever played any of these?
No. The only Star Wars video games I ever played was Star Wars Battlefront 2, and then Lego.
Lego, yeah.
Yeah, I've never even heard of the pod racing game.
I'll send it to you. I think I can send it on Switch, so I think I can share it with you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I've never heard of the game that Chris said either.
Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
Force Unleashed was like the first, like, I can roam around and be a Jedi game, I feel like. And that was just so freaking, or not Jedi, I can be a Sith. And that was just so fun. Yeah. Being a Sith was so cool. Yeah. All right, well, Zach, round us off.
Yeah, last pick.
I don't know what to pick. I have a few. Unsurprisingly, Mando did not make my list.
None of our lists.
None of us.
Ask me a year ago. I have a different opinion, probably.
Wow. Could you imagine if a year ago, Brandon, someone told you that we're doing a draft and you didn't pick Mando or Boba or the Obi-Wan show?
I would have been pretty bummed out to hear that. Man, what a bummer Boba Fett was. Real bummer.
And Obi-Wan.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. That never happened.
Okay. I think, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, I'm going to pick Force Awakens.
Okay.
Force Awakens. One. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Get the sequel trilogy in there. We didn't have anything from there yet.
Yeah, had a good time. It was fun leading up to it. We were all like in college. The three of us went together at like 2 a.m. We went to Chris's apartment and like watched, you guys put on a bunch of like YouTube like fight scenes from like the cartoons and video games.
Nice.
Stayed up to like the 1 a.m. showing. Sounds like a good memory.
Hell yeah.
I enjoyed the movie.
Well, that's a good pick. Good pick. I like it.
I think Force Awakens was... They really got off to a good start. They brought us back to Star Wars. They brought us back to kind of the original thinking of Star Wars, and then they threw it all away. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was debating between that or Phantom or Solo.
Solo, interesting.
Yeah, I really liked Solo.
I got to give that another rewatch.
Nice. Yeah, I should watch that too.
I've only seen it once.
I saw it once, like a couple weeks after people hated it. Some expectations were low. So yeah, I had fun with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to read out what everybody has here for our Mount Rushmores. So for mine, I ended up with Battlefront 2, the older version for PlayStation 2. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Clone Wars, the TV show. And Force Unleashed, the video game. Brandon has Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. Rogue One. Star Wars Pod Racer. and Knights of the Old Republic video game. And Zach has Andor. Is it Return of the Jedi, Episode 6?
Yeah.
Lego Star Wars and Force Awakens, Episode 7. So 6, 7. So Zach, late episode guy.
Yeah.
Zach can call himself a late episode guy for Star Wars.
mid to late.
Mid to late. Yeah, we don't want to include Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, that. I'm in my mid to late 20s as well.
Yeah. Still in the 20s.
Still counts. Man, Chris, your list was almost my list. So we could have been pretty interchangeable there. That was close.
Yeah. I wanted to get Episode 5. I wanted to get Rogue One. I wanted to get Andor. I wanted to get Lego Star Wars. So those were all like on my big board. So yeah. But I was able to get everything. I didn't have to like go off of my big board, so that's nice.
Yeah, I got Knights of the Old Republic. That was all I really truly cared about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's hit one more Mount Rushmore. We'll do this one a little bit quicker.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking for this one too. I can go first and then Brandon and then Zach. That'll help me keep track of it better too on my paper because it's kind of how I have it written out.
Okay, let's do it. This is gonna be tough. If anyone chooses any of mine, oh.
I might like run out, honestly, but we'll see. Fantasy locations, number one pick. I'm gonna take Hogwarts. Hogwarts, number one pick.
That's love a solid
to go to school at Hogwarts.
Nice.
Be a wizard. Harry.
That's a solid first pick. Spent a lot of my childhood there. So
yeah.
Have you guys been to Harry Potter World? Sorry, have you guys been to Harry Potter World?
Yeah.
Man, the first time you see that like Hogwarts out in the distance and you like walk up.
It looks real. It's kind of crazy how they can do that.
Yeah, it is jarring. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, shit. My first choice is gonna be Minas Tirith. From Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
It is the home of the Roshar. No, it's not Roshar. Wow, holy cow. that'd be
cool. That'd be really cool.
The Rosharans show up. Yeah.
It's built as a siege city, so it's built to like never be impenetrable. It's just a really cool looking, like the first time you see Peter Jackson's city in the movies, you're like,
holy is it the cow. White one?
Yeah, the white one with the huge walls up front. Absolutely just beautiful, beautiful city. And a lot of Two Towers takes place there, which is really one of my favorites. So love that city. Nice. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good one. I'm picking the Shire.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very cozy place to be.
Classic.
Yep.
That was on my list.
And then my second pick would be the Wall.
Ooh, that's a great.
That's a fun place to be.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Not to live.
Well, yeah, not to be. To visit.
Yeah. To visit. Yeah. Yeah, I think the Wall is a great pick. So many important things happen there, and would be one of the things that I'd want to visit there more than anything. Standing on top of the Wall would be so cool. You guys did that, right? Virtually. You guys did a VR experience of that.
I was a baby. Like,
it was awesome.
No confidence standing up there, like legs shaky, looking over the wall, or just even like peering behind the corner.
Ugh. It was pretty cool. And then they blew air in your face when you fell off, you fell off the wall. You get hit by a flaming arrow and then you fell off the wall and they blew air in your face.
Oof.
So it was pretty cool.
That was at South by Southwest? Yeah.
It was at South by Southwest. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. After season 4, I think in between 4 and 5.
Oh, that was like peak Game of Thrones fandom too. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what's your second pick?
Oh, no, you're up next.
Oh, I'm up next. Sorry. Oh, shoot. I should have thought about this while you're away. Okay. I'm a big crier, but I don't cry during books very often. But this scene, and I never cry because something is like really beautiful. But the first scene where Quoth plays his lute in the Aeolian, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Aeolian was one of my favorite scenes of any book of all time. Brought a tear. It just like I really got into it. I was like listening to classical music in the background. It was like really good timing for it to happen too. And I just, it's always a place I just want to hang out and be, you know, hang out with the musicians. Nice. Sounds like my kind of bar. So I'm going to choose the Aeolian.
The Aeolian. Okay, nice. I like that. I was not expecting that. You know, curiously, I didn't even consider the King Killer, anything from the King Killer. I guess they don't really flesh out a lot of their stuff well.
There's not a whole lot of places that you're like, oh, I got to be there. It's kind of just like a normal place, you know, overall. Yeah. So, but what do you get something from there?
Yeah. Okay. For mine, what do I want? Oh, man, there's a couple of spots. Man, I got a lot actually on here. And now I have to pick two of these mother thumpers. Oof. Okay. I think I'm going to go with the Pure Lake.
Good pick. Damn, real good pick.
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, kind of like you were saying for like the Aeolian and the Shire, like, seems fucking great, man. Mm-hmm. I'd love to live there. Sunny and 70 all the time, and you got a pool everywhere you go. The guy's like, I hope nobody finds out about it because it's fucking great here. I'm like, yeah, it sounds great. Yeah. So, yeah.
Pure Lakes has the massive, like, turtle islands too, correct?
I don't know. No. I don't think so, because the Pure Lake is, it's like ankle deep water, but it's the size of a continent. So they like have settlements and stuff. Like,
I think those islands on it. Yeah. I think those are like the islands north of that.
Okay. Okay. But yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
It's cool too, like the houses that they all have in have like, you know, ankle deep water in there too. So like their houses are all like half underwater as well. It's such a cool place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good pick.
Oh, okay. Shoot. I have to pick another one. Shoot. Okay. Oh, this is tough. This is really tough. I don't know if I want to do two on Roshar, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I did the Pure Lake.
I'm trying to spread mine out too a little bit. It's tough though.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Braavos. I'm gonna go Braavos.
I didn't even think about Game of Thrones. Shit. Nice. Good pick.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of in Game of Thrones too. Braavos seems great. I'd love to, you know, I've recently heard, you know, the Braavosian giant that stands up there and they put people in and you can like shoot down or whatever. That's based on like one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? The Colossus of Rhodes. You heard of that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's kind of what the Braavosian thing is like based off of. But I recently found out that the Colossus of Rhodes likely never existed like the Braavosian giant. Like the Braavosian giant's literally like the statue's on the two ends of the island and you sail under it and it goes up above you, right? So that's what it looks like. That's what the Colossus of Rhodes in the artist depictions looks like. But recently, I guess scientists or whatever, this is what I read. So gosh, I'm not an expert, but they said it would have been like impossible for people of this time to make a statue that big. So more than likely they just had two still quite large statues for the time, just on either side of this bay that you sail through, but not actually something that was like one piece that you went under the legs of. Sorry, a little bit of a digression there, but I think it'd be awesome. I'd love to see it. I'd love to sail under it. I'd love to visit the city, multicultural. Could really explore all sorts of cultures and people. And yeah.
Didn't they also say that the Colossus of Rhodes was like, because they built it on water, they didn't have the technology to build something that big, like on water too, or something? Like there's something about like the water, they wouldn't be able to go deep enough into the ground to like keep it stable or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but
super cool statue regardless.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, kind of all the seven wonders of the ancient world are all kind of like, this might have existed.
Yeah, except for the pyramids.
Well, yeah, those definitely.
There they are.
What is the other one? The Garden of something?
Babylon. There's like a Garden of Babylon. Garden of Babylon. Yeah. Yep. The Lighthouse of Alexandria. There's a few. I'm not sure. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
which that was always one that I was fascinated with, but they're like,
really?
Probably didn't exist. So,
dang. Yeah. All okay. right, Brandon, back to you.
Is it me? I think it's Zach, right?
Nope. It's back to you, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the middle guy. Okay. Ooh. All right. So my first one was Minas Tirith. I'm going to go the Death Star throne room. Wow. Yeah. I did not see that coming. I think that I have like seven from Star Wars on here because there's so many places I'd want to go. But I think just being in that, being in a throne room means that you control the Death Star, and that's a lot of power to have. So,
If but you also, control the room, you control the thing.
I guess maybe the Death Star throne in particular is where I want to visit. Yeah. but I just think, you know, those scenes are iconic. It's not like a place that's super beautiful or great, but the Death Star is the greatest thing ever invented in the galaxy. So, you know, what, I want to be in control
of it. That's what some people say.
That's what they say. Sure. except for that pesky exhaust port. That'll get you every time.
Man, how do they let that happen? There's a movie about that. Zach, do you have, what's your next pick?
My last two?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's right.
I don't know. Should I pick the Air Temple Island?
Ooh.
Should I do that?
From Avatar the Last Avatar? Airbender?
Yeah. Should I do that?
How dare you?
Since you said it, you have now picked it.
How dare you disrespect that show like that?
No, I'm writing it down for you, Zach.
Is that even a good location?
Yeah, that's a good location.
Incredible location.
Okay.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh.
Like, did that make your guys' list?
No, I didn't write
it. Wow.
I would have been like
number one had I thought about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's the best one, the best pick so far. You might have just won the draft. Yeah.
Call yourselves fans. For,
what's it called? Liberty City? Is that what it's called?
In Korra? Liberty City. In Korra, yeah.
Not
as good as Air Temple Island, though.
No.
Yeah.
But there is an Air Temple Island in Liberty City.
right outside of it. It's like Staten Island in New York type thing.
All right, sorry, Zach. What's your next pick?
Shatter Plains.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. That's a good one.
Shatter Plains. My guy likes dry deserts.
Is the Air Temple? I guess Air Temple sounds pretty dry.
No, but you chose the wall.
Oh, too. Yeah.
I can't believe you chose the Air Temple. You don't even know what it is.
Yeah. I Googled Avatar Last Airbender location. That was the first thing that popped up.
I mean, it's legitimately so cool, though. Oh, shoot. That's a great one. I'm like mad at myself for not picking that one now.
You guys should be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. And then Shattered Plains. I got two picks left, right?
One pick.
Just one.
You have Minas Tirith, Aeolian, Death Star Throne Room.
Oh, look.
Big pick. Last pick.
This is tough. I got one. I'm going to go for this one, yeah. This one's from His Dark Materials, the Malefa, the Malefa world, which is the world with those like elephant type creatures that rolled on the seed pods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it was about this thing, but I just absolutely fell in love with it in the book. Like, I just really was like, this is where I want to be. It's like an African safari. You got intelligent creatures that are incredibly like benevolent. Really like, there's like magic on this planet, but not really. Like, I don't know. All of it was just really cool. I loved everything. I'm like Dr. whatever her name was. I would never want to leave there. So that's going to be my last pick.
You watched the show, right?
Yeah, I did.
Are these creatures in the show?
Yeah, they're in the last like three episodes. They don't like the seed pods is a really big deal in the book. Like, that's like basically like their entire lives for the seed pods. It wasn't as big of a deal in the show. They weren't really featured a whole lot.
Well, that's what I was curious. I wanted to know what that looked like because I was never really able to picture it, I think. But yeah.
I'll pull up a picture here real quick while you pick your last.
Yeah. I don't know what to do for my last pick.
Luckily, this is the last pick, so I can tell you guys what I'm considering. I got a final four. I got Urethiru, Bikini Bottom. I got Super Mario World, just like whatever fucking world Mario lives in. Okay. And then I got Cooper Station from Interstellar.
Oh, you guys interesting. Remember
Cooper Station? Yeah. It's the cylindrical spaceship that Coop takes into the universe or whatever. I'm gonna go with Bikini Bottom.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, add Kanto on my list, but then I switched it to Avatar.
Kanto
Bright from Star Wars?
Isn't Kanto the Pokemon city?
Oh, Johto.
Oh, Kanto. Johto.
There's 1,000 different regions, or okay. 10 different
yeah,
that, regions.
Yeah, in the Pokemon.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that would have been a good one. Yeah. Okay,
what was the one from the original? Was that Kanto? It might have been. Okay, doesn't matter.
No, Kalizu. Okay, I'll go over these quick. So, for Mount Rushmore of locations, I have Hogwarts, the Pure Lake, from Stormlight Archive, Braavos, from Game of Thrones, and Bikini Bottom. Brandon has Minas Tirith. He has the Aeolian from Kingkiller Chronicles. He has the Death Star throne room, and more specifically, the throne itself. and then Moleta, I think you said? The Moleta world from...
Malefa
world from his Dark Materials. And then Zach has the Shire, the Wall, Air Temple Island. What an upset pick. See that pick? Brandon said in our last one, he said, I thought you were going to do something stupid, like pick something that you don't care about. That's what you did here. That's what Brandon was afraid of. But it's
you guys
okay.
Dropped the ball. You guys dropped the ball.
It's okay. We did drop the ball.
We absolutely. Yeah. This is on us. This isn't on you.
Guys, you guys can never bring up Avatar again.
Right.
How dare you? That rule will not be enforced.
And then the last pick, his last pick is the Shattered Plains on the Roshar.
I'm curious to hear what some of your like ones that you didn't pick were, if you had any that are like off the board here.
Well, I said all mine.
Okay. I mean, Urethiru was definitely up there for me, but I just didn't go with it.
I didn't want to do two Stormlight.
I didn't do any Stormlight. It's kind of disappointing because I also had just Roshar in general on there too. But
yeah.
I had some like specific Harry Potter ones, like Leaky Cauldron, Hogsmeade, Three Broomsticks. Mm. Thought about like Oz and like the Emerald City.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Neverland, Pandora from the other Avatar. And then, yeah, Pokemon.
Neverland, huh? The ranch?
Yeah. No, from Peter Pan.
Dear God.
These are fictional locations you want to go to, Zach.
Yeah.
And also, you can't have already been there, so that's definitely not going to work.
Man.
I had Pandora on my list too. I thought that would have been a good pick. Yeah.
I thought about Pandora as well.
I was just trying to be too. I think I got too cute with this one. Try to be too unique.
That's right.
And
well, let's be real. You die on Pandora. Any of us would die on Pandora unless we had an avatar skin. There's no chance I'm surviving on that planet anywhere, other than like me being taken in like a baby by the locals. You know.
I just want to Scar or what was his name? Tuck.
Scar, right? Wasn't it?
I don't remember.
White boy with dreadlocks? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In typical Avatar fashion, I forgot everything about the movie, and I'll remember it again when the new one comes out.
All I remember, it was a real fun time watching it. That's literally all I remember about that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'd be cool to be under like that elder tree or whatever they called it, the soul tree thing. Like that's where I'd want to be, is under that thing. It would be cool.
I'd love to plug into the orgy tree. That sounds like a great time.
God damn it, Chris. Chris is on fire. Podcast about the end. You're just heating up. I had Diagon Alley on there too. It was, it was my Harry Potter pick, but I just didn't get around to it. So,
yeah, lots of good locations.
Once you said Hogwarts, it's kind of like, there's nothing really better in Harry Potter than Hogwarts. So,
yeah.
Not really. Well,
we were really competing for anything on this one, it seems like. Whereas the Star Wars one, we were definitely like kind of taking some of each other's and that kind of thing. But on this, there's just so many locations. So it wasn't really an issue. I thought you guys might pick Hogwarts. The only reason I picked it first. Otherwise, I probably would have gone Pure Lake first.
Yeah, I can't forget about Hogwarts, to be honest. I just had leaky Hogsmeade and broomsticks. I didn't even have Hogwarts.
You're just there to do the old bar hop. You're not there yeah. for the rest of it, not for the warning or anything like that.
Yeah.
Zach's visiting for a good time, not like fucking magic class in Voldemort, you know?
Yeah. Nerds.
Can't blame him. Nerds.
He's there. Yeah, he's there to go check out the twins joke shop or whatever. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Put your Hermiones.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, I think that's all we have today. We'll be back again next week with the Poppy War, book one, and then we're out of books, so we got to start reading again. So, thank you everyone for listening. If you haven't, you know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, socials, that thing. Yeah. Follow our podcast, give it a rating. And we love you as always. Whoa, what?
Oh, I was going to say, if you have any recommendations for getting out of a reading slump, you can send that to, because we need that, send that to Knights of the Hardcover at yahoo.com so that we can get out of our reading slump
at gmail.com, but I haven't checked that since I created the email address, so don't send it there.
I forgot we had one. I was just trying to say a random one as like a bit.
I think it's
I forgot we even had a real email.
I think it's hardcovernights@gmail.com or something.
You know, okay.
Just DM me on Twitter. I'll see it in like a month.
We'll get around to it.
We'll see it eventually.
All right, everybody. See you later.
As always, don't forget to do the fucking side quests.